Stupidity. It's not just for this basement anymore. And it's not limited to dumb people on social media either. Let's look at some classic quotes from recent history. First, the world of sports. The quote is, "I can't really remember the names of the clubs we went to." This was a quote from Shaquille O'Neal when asked if he had visited the Parthenon during his trip to Greece. Second quote, "If only faces could talk." And that came right from Pat Summerall, a seasoned sportscaster during the Super Bowl. Here's another one. "Anytime Detroit scores more than 100 points and holds the other team below 100 points, they almost always win." That came from Doug Collins, Pistons commentator. Of course, sports isn't the only source of dummies. Take, for example, "Solutions are not the answer." And that was Richard Nixon. I like this one. "Smoking kills. And if you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life." That was a pearl of wisdom from Brooke Shields. But this one is my personal favorite. It goes like this. "When I see those poor starving kids all over the world, I can't help but cry. I mean, I'd love to be skinny like that, but not with all the flies and death and stuff." This one isn't surprising. It came from Mariah Carey. Week in and week out, we deal with stupid people. Some of us ignore it. Some of us fight back. Some of us start a weekly internet radio show to cope. In fact, just this week, we found out that today's youth, the ones making all the headlines for standing up for gun control and being eligible to vote in the midterm elections, are also in the news for snorting condoms. Apparently, their systems were squeaky fucking clean after pounding detergent just a few months ago. It's a tired joke, but it would be really nice if a few of these kids died. At least then the condoms would make good after failing their parents 17 years earlier. Hell, this weekend is my own low-class Super Bowl, WrestleMania. But even something so purposely stupid is even more idiotic thanks to social media, online experts, and even ESPN coverage. I mean, I love wrestling, I love sports, but I also love steak and Sour Patch Kids. Not everything was meant to go together. And the last thing I need from SportsCenter is in-depth analysis of who has the upper hand in the featured match, a mystical hillbilly or a guy who's pretended to be a corpse for the last 25 years. For the record, always been on the corpse when April rolls around. Why drag this out? You know people are stupid. This week, we're going to reflect on the week that was, highlighting the people, places, problems, and personalities that piss us off. Stupidity is rampant, stupidity is everywhere, and stupidity isn't going away anytime soon. So until the world wisens up, we'll be here to mock these mental midgets something fierce, laughing at them every step of the way. And we might even have a caller to help us out for a few minutes to give us a female perspective. So let me raise a glass to the Mensa candidate sitting right in front of me. It's Friday, we're recording, we're drinking, so don't be stupid, Maestro, it's time to hit that music.
Welcome back to Needless to Say. I'm Craig. I'm here with Mike and Brad. And it's been a crazy week. Not crazy.
Has it?
Boring as shit.
Yeah, what's crazy about that?
I'm doing taxes. I've been doing my taxes.
You ain't doing taxes.
Oh, no.
Your wife's doing taxes.
No, my wife does the final paperwork. I have to count all the receipts.
Yeah, you just collect fucking receipts like a monkey, like we all do. Big deal.
Oh, and I have to
do the same thing.
I have to write them all down in fucking gas.
Really? She makes you do all that, huh?
Well, it's my business receipts. That's the thing.
I think it's fantastic that this woman who does taxes for a living, I might add, is trusting a guy who thought 45% was a majority to do all the counting.
I know. She just lets him like fuck around with it, and then when he goes to sleep, she fucking goes back and checks everything.
You think I edit it? What do you think she's doing to your math right now?
She's editing your taxes.
When I'm done and I have everything, she ties everything into the checking account. She does all that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Ties all the loose ends.
Yeah, she takes care of everything, you know, to make sure that I was right, but. And it sucks.
To make sure that I was right, he puts that
So that qualifies as a crazy week.
Well, yeah, it was a pain in the ass fucking week.
Oh, you should have said that.
All those Dunkin' Donuts receipts.
But
holy crap!
Toys R Us
can't claim those. Yeah,
comic book.
I find them. No, it's fine. As I'm flipping through all the receipts, all my business receipts, and I'm like, fucking time capsule. The fucking comic book. I fucking throw it out. I'm like, oh, good. She didn't see that.
Gotta burn those.
Yeah,
burn pile.
But
he's got, when he's doing his taxes, he's got.
He's got
a burn pile.
Why is there $4,000 charged to Podcast Depot?
Why? I didn't stick a bunch of receipts in a baggie and then hide it in my trash, but under trash that was already there.
Thank God Fran doesn't listen to this.
No. She listens. It's more than you do, fucker.
Yeah. Yeah,
but maybe. No, but it was Easter. We had Easter.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I had a good time. My wife's, you know, my wife's family. I went to my wife's aunt's house, my in-laws and everybody, and my sister-in-laws and all that stuff. It was fun. We had a good time. And partied it up. It was the first time that I seen my sister-in-law, Kim, and her husband actually like tie a little one on.
Really?
They're very
I don't think I've ever seen Ken with a beer in his hand.
Ken drinks beer, but they live kind of far away, and they're responsible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So they got to drive pretty far away. But I've gone to his house and had beers with them.
They're responsible people.
But they're very, I don't know what I'm trying to think of the
word.
Are
they devout?
No. But they're very,
he's rubbing his chest right now. I don't know what you're getting.
I can't think of the word. But a
little buttoned up
stomach.
Yeah. There you go. Buttoned up. To an extent, not overly, but they are.
In the past, you could say conservative, but that's taken on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, was why I was trying to avoid that. Because I was going to say they were more like, you know, they were very conservative, but I couldn't. I was like, trying to think of a way to say it.
Now you might get stabbed for calling somebody that.
Yeah. I don't want to get them lynched in their neighborhood. You know?
They won't get shot, though.
No, definitely not.
But if you get stabbed with a butter knife and get a real jagged cut in your chest, that's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it was funny to finally see them, you know, they were loosened up.
Good.
We were, you know, having some drinks. So we had a real good time. And then I went home that night, watched Jesus Christ Superstar, which I was a fan. I've seen Jesus Christ Superstar live, like the play. I've gone to the Performing Arts Center, seen it twice. I was a big fan of it as a kid. And the thing was, my mother likes it. So when I was growing up, my mother would put it on about this time of year. She would always play it, and we'd watch that. And then, of course, like the Ten Commandments with fucking Charlton Heston and all that shit.
Which has nothing to do with Jesus. Why do they show that every Easter?
I watched it. I watched it, too. I don't know.
But
my dad was watching Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben Hur.
Why?
Yeah, why?
What the hell is it? It's a sweaty movie.
Jesus is in it for a minute.
Is he?
Yeah.
I've never made it through.
Because they don't tell you that he's Jesus.
He just shows up.
He shows up and talks to him for a second.
Actually
and
in
then
the,
you
in
realize
old,
it after.
In the Old Testament. Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Never read the Bible.
But
I just criticize it.
But anyway, so, you know, I was excited to see a different take on it. And, you know, John Legend. That's cool, right, John?
That's it?
Yeah, John Legend. I was right, see? And I pronounced it right. But
how are you going to get Legend wrong?
Well, because he wasn't a legend for his acting. his singing.
I don't know. Did you watch it?
But
I'm going to give you three guesses. First two don't count.
Okay, no. So anyway, I was going to watch it, but I mean, it looked like a newsreel from 1960s freaking civil rights riot. You know, every commercial for it. I mean, it was just fires everywhere, people jumping around. I mean, I know it's a musical.
It's part of the spectacular thing. It was actually done really well. The ending of it, I thought was phenomenal. The way they ended it was actually really good.
What happens? Jesus gets the job.
Yeah.
Jesus wins the big game. I've never seen it.
What a lot of people don't realize is that's the thing is like that is that play is written from Judas's perspective.
Right.
It's not about it's about Jesus, but it's from Judas's perspective.
Yeah, it's written as if Judas had written the story of Jesus.
Yeah.
More of a party kind of mode. More of a, hey.
He's looking at him.
More of a party.
Not party, but you know what I mean.
He's looking at him saying, what the fuck are you doing with this God stuff? We're trying to save the poor. You're drawing a lot of attention to us. You're going to get us killed type thing. You know what I mean? And so, but anyway, whatever. But I thought it was good. I thought John Legend did a good job. Nothing like Tim Neely, the original from the 1960s. His voice was fucking incredible.
Phenomenal singer.
And John Legend's voice is cool, but it was didn't have that rock and roll grungy sound that the 60s version did. You know what I mean? So it was kind of cool, but I thought it was more realistic because John Legend's black and Jesus was definitely not white with blue eyes and fucking blonde hair.
He had 34% in there.
Yeah. You know?
I've seen that painting of Jesus. I almost said photo.
Might as well have been, right?
Photo blue op. Eyes. I would love Jesus selfies. Could you imagine there were selfies back then?
Yeah, that selfie. Been
he's like this.
Takes how's an hour he, to how's chisel he holding into the a rock.
That would be great. Here I am with my friends. Hashtag lepers.
Yeah. He's taking a selfie with both his hands up like, guess how I'm doing this?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could see through the hand. Wow. That kind of
I see Simon and Paul and like romper room.
Oh my look God. At Jesus and romper room.
So we wow.
looking through the hole.
That must make peekaboo terrible for babies though. Yeah. You can't see me. Yes I can. Yeah. You can't see me. Yes I can.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Mike. Mike,
why are you
well,
saying Mike?
He's the say, devout one at the table.
Say sorry to Jesus, not me.
That's right. So we're assuming
he already knows.
Jesus looked a little more Middle Eastern, right?
Yes.
Can we assume that he was a little dark skinned?
But it was. I thought it was done well for what it was. Alice Cooper was in it. That was cool.
Well, I was going to say, you know, for years I've been saying, you know, if only somebody could remake a musical with Alice Cooper and John Legend. Yeah. And God damn it, they delivered.
No,
and
no, what's funny is I said it about fucking Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, Ever the Showman. You know, Ever the Showman comes out and he plays Herod. So Perfect. It's a small part. And he comes out with a flame-colored suit.
Did he have makeup on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like
not, no, not the
on.
Alice Cooper makeup, but he cool. had the eyeshadow and he had a suit with flames on it. He was playing Herod and he sent it, you know. But it was great because when his, you know, during a play, when your scene ends and people applaud, you leave the stage. He didn't.
He just hung out.
Oh, he approached the front of the stage, stuck his arms up in the air like victory, high-fived people in the front row, fucking kept throwing his arms up, and then walked away.
Now I gotta
tell me he like jumped into Poison and Feed My Frankenstein. I would have loved if he just busted into Feed My Frankenstein like right before the big finale.
Yeah,
Steven!
You. But it was good.
There's a picture of Jesus. This is my $1 billion baby.
Yeah.
Stage dives.
But I mean, it was good. It was okay.
Yeah.
You know, cool. I'm still, like I said, I'm not a religious person, but no. I was a fan of the show, of the original movie because of my mother, like I said, you know, and I've seen it. I went and seen it at the PPAC. I went and seen the play with the original Ted Neely and stuff, and it was awesome. So that's why I watched it.
I'm going to go see Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Seen that, too.
Yeah, I bet. And I this one's going to be starring Slayer. So it should be a fantastic show. Really looking forward to
it. The colors of blood upon my coat.
Yeah.
There's only one color on my coat.
It's red, motherfucker.
Yeah. But how was your week?
Well, my week's about to get better. Because this is like, you know, the white trash Super Bowl. It's coming up, man.
Yep.
It's WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And against my better judgment, I've invited the two assholes sitting at this table to come into my home, despite what they did at SummerSlam. I'm inviting them into my home.
And I ruined your last WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'd see.
He did that single-handedly.
I did it single-handedly. Yep.
So you guys can come in, but like I said, that door, I put in a revolving door. I'm going to put in like a beaded curtain so I can just shove your asses out the instant you start screwing up the show. This is going to be a pretty good one as far as WrestleManias go. Almost every match on there is going to be, has the potential for some kind of oh shit moment.
Yeah.
And that's really why I watch at this point. You know, the mature adult in me wants to make sure that these guys do it without getting hurt.
He said mature. He said mature adult in wrestling in the same sentence.
Without getting hurt. He's worried about the guys now.
Yeah, oh, man.
Well, a little bit, man. You see some of the shit they do to try to steal the show. It's pretty fucking crazy, these guys. But it's really just almost like looking at what do you call it? Like those motorcycle shows and those monster truck shows.
Yep.
You know, nobody's going to see a monster truck land the jump. They're going to see them not land the jump.
Flip it over. Yeah. Just like a racetrack. Like,
They are the modern day Evel Knievels, man. Remember back in the 70s where everybody was jumping this, doing that, all these stuff?
Nah, because I was a fetus.
And Evel Knievel's like, fuck it, I'm going to jump these 18 buses, but I'm only going to clear 11.
And he knows it, and he knows it, too.
It'd be great if you're just, blah, 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 blah. I'm still on.
Yeah, that motherfucker hit so, oh my God, that guy got fucking wrecked. Fuck him, he was a dick, and so was his son.
Yeah, they're all dicks.
They're fucking douchebags.
Well, I mean, plus, but you got to be a douchebag, you got to have some kind of outer-worldly, like, persona to fucking do crazy, stupid shit like that.
Outer-worldly persona?
Yeah, because, I mean, nobody would fucking with that guy unless he fucking jumped fucking like a
Did he put his life on the line for fortune and fame? Absolutely. Did he cheat on his wife and fucking spend every penny he made?
Of course.
Because when he was dying with his cane and his fucking fucking chair donut and his fucking neck brace, when he wasn't fucking riding a motorcycle, he was like, his body was a fucking mangled mess.
Yeah. Oh, actually, careful with the donut talk.
Somebody
we're about to call has an experience with that. Apologies.
He was living in a fucking, like a trailer when it was over.
Yeah. And he tried jumping it at the end with his
wheelchair. I always said,
they
should have fucking strapped a rocket to his casket and just fired it into the Grand Canyon. That would have been the ultimate.
They should have just fired it. Well, speaking of the Grand Canyon,
did you guys watch that shit a few years ago when the guy tried to walk? Like, what was he? Like,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't a flying Willenda. What was his family?
Fucking Bullenda.
Well, that's why we watched.
He didn't die, though.
No, he made it. And he prayed to Jesus Christ Superstar the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
But that guy, nobody was watching because they wanted him to succeed.
Right.
Okay, those ratings weren't through the roof because we wanted to see him clear it.
No.
We wanted to see that fucker fall on live television and watch how they handle it because that's America.
Yeah.
And God bless him.
What is it about horrendous fucking things like that humans, kind of like the fucking Roseanne show, horrendous fucking shit that people just want to see to make them fail?
Yeah.
I mean, just for them to fail. I mean, Brad is totally right. You're not going to go through all that shit and fucking watch somebody on a high wire just to go, hey, pat him on the back.
Good job.
Like, holy crap. So you can get on your phone after and say, dude, did you see that guy
did you see that guy walk?
Yeah. Did you guys see that guy fly to his death just now? It was awesome.
No, it was fucked up. I mean, they all did it. The first time fucking Evel Knievel fucking tried to shoot that fucking rocket across Grand Canyon.
Snake River, yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking almost died.
He went not even halfway. Thing broke apart. He fucking ended up fucking.
It was like the first Iraqi launch to the moon.
Yeah.
It was fucking like. It was fucking terrible.
But yeah, I mean, shit like that. Like Brad said, you don't watch that stuff because you want to see them get across. Right. Well, or maybe you do, but you're watching it because there's that fucking percentage of a chance that this motherfucker's not going to make it. So I got to have eyes on.
On Easter, I drove to Long Island. Okay, so I did 4.5 hours there, 6.5 back, okay, for what equated to basically 5 hours with my family.
Was that because of the fucking Gulf Stream?
No, it's because people... Well, the time change and all. But people were fucking rubbernecking because there was a fender bender. And it probably slowed us up at least an hour.
It probably caused more than another accident.
Well, but I found myself at the end of it going, well, there better be blood on the fucking highway.
Yeah.
It's Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming for blood because that's the only way this could be justified. We are a bloodthirsty group of motherfuckers.
Yep.
And I don't mean my family. I mean everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And no, the nation, it's the way it is.
Well, the human race is like that.
Yeah.
And do you know what else has got me bloodthirsty this week? I'm starting a GoFundMe.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about Sometimes Manny making his triumphant debut on Facebook. And now I'm starting a GoFundMe to get Sometimes Manny the fuck off of Facebook.
Yeah, Brad, I am going to search this house for change. I am fucking giving you every fucking red cent that I have for it's that fucking, cause. Please.
It's
please.
Insane.
Manny, if you're listening, get off of Facebook. I didn't think Mark Zuckerberg would be the second worst Facebook offender of the week. You sent me a video that I sent you.
Yeah, he did the same thing to me.
What are you doing on there? It's just like you're sitting around all day and going, hey, here's mashing a video buttons. Everybody's seen.
Yeah, I'm sending this.
Absolute Facebook clown. Manny, I love you to death, but it might come to that if you poke me one more fucking time.
We'll never see him again. You guys realize that now.
Right? Well, no, he sees us on Facebook. He thinks he knows us better.
Holed up at home on the couch friggin' on Facebook right now.
The best was,
guaranteed.
My wife says to me, both of our phones go off at once. And like, that's weird. My wife goes, is this fucking Manny again?
Just it like was,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it was. That's why my phone went off too. Because it was Manny sending us shit.
Dude, don't send him anything, man.
Everybody.
Everything that you guys send out, he fucking sends to me. Everything. I mean, I see everything.
Really?
Like, everything. I see everything, like, twice. All the time.
I am sending him so much shit tomorrow, kid.
I think even Charlie's like, hey, boo, cool it.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm just going to send Manny every boo, picture cool. in my gallery on my phone tomorrow and see what he does.
Actually, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's just all just like, bombard
like,
him.
Like, yeah. What do they call those freaking letters? Like a chain letter. And see how
like
far,
a chain
like,
letter.
See how far
just bombard him with ridiculous
also,
shit.
Also, I think this is important. Pictures of our balls.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's already got my picture. Yeah.
No, I mean, ones he didn't take, though.
Oh, ones he didn't
take. But the internet wasn't all bad this week. We actually had something very cool happen to
us. Yeah, we did.
Somebody we mentioned on the show quite a bit. And somebody, quite honestly, we're going to hear from in a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Technology permitting. Christy decided of her own free will, I might add, to start a rundowns page of every episode that we've ever done.
Yep.
She has been a supporter of the show since day one. She has become a friend.
Yep.
And honestly, I offered her money. I have offered her all sorts of things for the domain and everything. She won't take it.
Do you offer her booze?
Believe it or not, nobody at this table believes in each other. But for some reason, she believes in us.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I love her to death for this. I can't thank her enough. So we're going to talk to her in a bit. But it's ntsrundowns.com.
Yep.
That's the domain. So if you ever want to, like, kind of skim through an episode, awesome. She breaks them down by timestamp.
Awesome job.
Like, if you want to hear every time Craig says, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which you're allowed to say right now because Lent's over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How did I do last week?
You didn't do well at all.
You sucked.
You have been absolutely, arguably worse.
You sucked, you know what I mean?
Because I'm thinking about it.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a fun episode overall last week. And
Yeah. It was different for us.
It was a little different for us. I think we got a little serious.
Yeah.
That's smart.
No.
No, okay.
I don't know about that.
All right, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing. But anyway, that was my week in review. So we got a lot of cool things. Mike.
My week, man. I had a great week myself. I went to do some aqua therapy finally this week.
Old folks home?
No, well, actually, it might as well have been because it was at a health place.
Yeah, the YMCA old?
No. I don't want to name
what
the place.
What the fuck is a health place?
It was a health place. It was a workout fucking place. Fitness center, but I don't want to name which one because the therapy place is actually... Because
they don't want your name attached to them.
They didn't even... I don't even know what the name of the... They wouldn't tell me what the name
the
is.
Fucking, the fucking health place is the fucking vegetable aisle at fucking Shaw's.
Fuck that. But anyway, I went there for my first fucking therapy session in the water. I get there, I open up the door to the pool, and there's about 5 to maybe 7, 8 old ass people in the pool just hanging out. A couple of them are talking in the corner, just hanging out, whatever. But it was a good workout. You know, the therapist we went to, I did all kinds of shit. It was, I felt great afterwards. And then the inevitable shower comes after. When you see, yeah. So you walk into a shower room full of old guys just hanging out, talking to each other about cutting lawn. Like, can't wait to cut my lawn. When their dogs are like practically
everybody's
touching.
Naked.
Yeah, yeah. They're all freaking, you know, one guy's like doing the thinker kind of like talking to a guy. Freaking shriveled.
His balls are on the bench still.
Oh, man.
He's standing up and his balls are still, yeah.
So I spent fucking more time on the bench than Craig during football season.
Saw more fucking shriveled dick this week than Ann Nicole did in her prime. Dude, definitely, man.
Jesus Christ. Remember Joe Qualey from fucking the YMCA?
Oh my God, a guy was just like, just, hey, close.
Always there.
For what?
For what?
And they always do that leg up thing?
Yeah, the leg up thing, man. Always like fucking.
There was this guy, Joe Qualey, when we're, you know, God bless him. Nice guy, but he's dead.
Yeah, he was up there.
All right, so there goes the lawsuit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, from mentioning his name on there.
No, it's just funny because his last name was Qualey. That's why you have to say it, Joe Qualey.
Was this weird Qualey?
He was fucking old as shit, and I was probably like 12. And we used to go to the YMCA, and it was at 3 o'clock, you go there, and it was free swim. You go there and just swim in the pool, and go in the middle of the winter, me and a bunch of my friends, you know, jumping off the diving board, big Olympic size pool. But no matter what, every time you got, and he was always there.
No better place for a pedophile to hang out, I tell you.
No, he was, right? No. He was definitely not that. He was a nice guy. But he would always walk around, he was bow-legged. Right, so he would like
to make room.
Hobble. He would like hobble over to the shower, and his balls would fucking.
It was like just, Notre Dame, just, bang, yeah. Dong.
It was like the Liberty Bell had nothing on this fucking motherfucker. The things were bouncing off his calves, like he'd be fucking hobbling over to the fucking shower.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Didn't have a giant crack in his left leg. Too.
No, the giant crack was in the back.
Yeah, it was in the backside.
No, he was a nice guy. He was nothing like that. Like, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't like a dirty old man. He was just, he was always there. He would get out of work and he would go and exercise.
Yeah.
You know, and he would go swimming. And then when you ended up, you know, we all end up in the fucking locker room together. And there he was, just marching around.
Yeah, some guys are just good like that. But I mean, Mike, did you talk to people?
Oh, yeah. I talked to, I mean, said hi and shit.
I mean,
know?
You had a lot
I
of.
I walk in there with my Batman shirt. One old guy, he's sitting on the. It's like, Batman, I love Batman. I can't wait for the Avengers to come out.
Really?
Says, I swear to God, just like big time. Like
Then his heart stopped momentarily.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was big. He was huge. He was like 3 times my size. I mean, I don't know.
And
what's
Mike
up.
Used it as justification
I don't know.
For his doctor. He's like, fuck you. See?
I don't know what kind of towel that guy was using, but that thing was barely on. It was like barely on. Just like the wetness of his body was keeping it like pasted to his body.
It was trapped beneath a fold.
Yes, it was folded. It was tucked in.
And how old
was
it?
Tucked. He had to be 70. Had to be.
Geez.
All right, so what else happened? Let's stop talking about old naked guys.
No. This is good. This is good. I mean, Mike's got a lot in common. It's important that he gets out of the house. And you do have a lot
great.
In common.
I had a good time, man.
You or them,
good.
Neither one of you have worked in 15 years.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, man.
And then Mike came home and jerked off to that scene from Cocoon.
I love that movie.
Okay, now we can end it.
All right. It's the only reason I still have a VHS player.
What's his name?
Player.
Was only like 46 or 47 when they filmed that movie.
Yeah, that guy apparently, he's like Morgan Freeman. He's always been 71.
He's always been old.
Yeah.
But he was in his 40s.
He was in his late 40s and he looked like a grandfather. Already.
Yep.
I mean, I think, was it Ralph Macchio or Tom Cruise or one of them is like 8 years older than Wilford Brimley was
yes.
in Cocoon.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Everybody else in that movie was fucking old.
Yeah.
Like Hume Cronin and all those guys. They were
yeah,
all old.
They were all old guys.
Wilford Brimley was like
the sprightly
young guy. Please
tell me, all the,
he was
please
like
tell me all the hot chicks were old.
All the hot chicks? They like Jessica old. Tandy or whoever
they were
else
old,
was.
Right?
Jessica Tandy.
I'll drive Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. Let's talk about some slightly younger fat people.
Roseanne. All right, so Mike, you mentioned it earlier, and I have to say, I watched the Roseanne episode. Fucking horrible. But I watched it twice. Because my wife wanted... I watched it that night. My wife is sleeping on the couch. And then my wife's like, well, I want to watch it. And I'm like, fuck. So I was like, all right, I'll watch it again.
You mean like, but, oh, hoping I would file, see something I didn't notice?
No,
last
I actually was like, I'm going to flip through my phone while it's on. And fucking, you know, and but I started paying attention to it. And I said, you know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was originally. Because it was still fucking bad. It's still bad. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was the first time I saw it. Because you saw, I wrote right away to these guys, this is fucking horrible. I was pissed. Still mad. Show sucks.
You know, but what changed your opinion?
I saw an improvement from last week.
So did I.
You know, there was definitely an improvement in some of the acting. Definitely not Becky's voice. And
My God.
Get out of here.
Yeah, what is up with that? She's
I don't know.
Darlene left the clothes in the dryer again. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, Peter Brady. Like, settle down.
Her eyes are like popping out of her head like she's ready to fucking...
Well, I didn't tell this story last week, but can I tell the Becky story real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
But I told you, she stopped acting, and she was living in Brooklyn, and friends of mine happened to become friends with her because she was a barfly, and so were they.
Yep.
And so they started hanging out. Her name's Lisey Goranson. And so, like, one day they were all just, like, talking about this girl. The friend, oh, remember when Lisey said this and Lisey said that? And I'm like, how many Lisey's do people know?
Yeah, exactly.
So as a goof, I'm like, hey, bud, you mean Lisey who? Like Lisey Goranson from Roseanne? Ha, ha, ha. He's like, yeah, actually, that's her.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they're hanging out with this.
No shit.
I don't know if she went to school in New York or whatever else, but she had a place in Brooklyn and got herself wrecked. Every goddamn night.
Just partying.
So I think what you're hearing on the air is the sound of years of alcohol abuse and organ failure.
It looks it. Seriously, it looks it.
I mean, it was funny. She does that. She goes into this deep voice. Like
what the fuck is she talking about? Yeah. Wait, it's like, is the commercial on?
Like I said, I noticed an improvement. Not, the writing was still forced.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But the acting was, I could see it's a little bit, they weren't reading off, you could tell John Goodman wasn't reading off
a cue card. No, he was way better.
He was way better. He was not reading off a cue card. Big time. And I don't think Roseanne was either.
No, she did a lot better.
She's still so shoehorned.
She was never really that good.
All right.
One thing I did do this week, I went back and watched a couple of old episodes. And you know what?
Yep.
It's the same fucking thing. It sucked back then.
Yeah.
It sucks now. I disagree. Same exact episode.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Really?
I went back and did the same thing.
Did you?
Because I'm up very late and it's on at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was watching, I think Nick at Night or whatever. I'm watching it there and they had a chemistry back then. No, they were never winning Emmys for their acting.
Yeah.
But the writing did.
The writing was much better.
All right. And they were probably sharper then than they are now. Now, you'd figure with modern production values and this and that. So this all goes back to what we talked about last week. Bad producing, bad directing. Bad show.
Yep.
So they made a tremendous improvement over a pile of shit. So they had nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for them. But you pointed out something. We were talking about it. Reminiscing with Darlene about how she used to be.
Yeah.
Why is she doing that? It's not like they were out of touch.
Yeah.
They weren't estranged.
It was like, oh, remember you threw that pen in the dryer? But it wasn't even, they said the last time you did laundry, you put a pen in the dryer.
Yeah, I know. That was
fucking
that was
20
ridiculous.
Years ago.
Who cares?
She hasn't used a dryer since then.
And not only that, but she acted like she had never hung out with her grandkid before.
Yes.
Her grandkid's a bitch. We all know that.
Yep.
By the way, that kid's way better on Shameless. Have you ever seen Shameless on Showtime?
Yeah, I have.
She's fantastic on Shameless.
She did a great job.
She was the best one on the show.
My wife even said it. I said the same thing.
I started pointing. My wife will ignore the bad acting. Like, well, not ignore it, but she's like, oh, there's a funny laugh. And she's not. And I'm like pointing out. I'm like, look how bad they're acting. She gets mad about that stuff with me because I point out everything and I stop making comments in the middle of it. And my wife gets pissed.
Yeah.
But. I said, wow, she's not bad. I said, she's actually doing an all right job.
Because she acts on a real show.
Yeah, and my wife actually said, no, I think you're right. Like, you know, she's like, oh, she is doing
good. Just for the record, Shameless is also about impoverished people in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, she's just carrying it over.
Right. Yeah.
If anything, she's toning it down.
Yeah, oh, she's definitely toning it down.
But did a damn good job. She did a really damn good job.
But again, though, Roseanne's her grandmother. They weren't estranged. It wasn't like Darlene showed up on the doorstep with two grandkids.
Yeah, but I don't think they would. They
no, they were living in Chicago. Yeah, they were coming back.
From what I can gather, it wasn't that far from Lanford.
No, but they didn't see them all the time from what I
understood. No, but even still, you would see them at some point, not like. It's not like they haven't talked to Darlene on the phone and haven't seen him in fucking 20 years.
Just the worst thing, though,
in
that show.
It was just a bad... It just was a bad...
It fucking sucked.
Outcome on that.
It sucked.
Well, when the one piece of clothing with the tag on it dropped,
oh,
I'm like, this
God.
Might as well be Full House.
Wicked. Yeah. I thought it was drugs at first. I thought it was like a bowl. I thought it was going to be like a bowl in her pocket or something. Or needles or something. She's fucking stealing.
Those are going to be bath salts. And a tooth.
Or condoms. Condoms. And
a tooth. A spare kidney.
Yeah. I mean, Roseanne was a funny bitch back then. She's all right, funny now, but it all does have to do with the writing and shit. And speaking of funny bitches, don't we have a phone call to make?
Apparently we do.
Yeah. I think we do.
Yeah, we do.
Hello.
All right. So we've got Christy on the phone with Mandy. Hello, ladies. How are you? And welcome to Needless to Say. Can you explain to our massive audience of 1,200 people? can you tell everybody who you are and why you matter so much to us?
Well, clearly we are awesome and we are helping to promote you guys. So that's why we rule.
Yep.
That's clear.
And I'm drunk. And we're drunk. So, you know, we're half of your audience.
That's right. We're half of your audience.
Half. Half of our audience?
She's really good at math. She means 90% of your audience.
That's right. Well, you're 90% of the female quotient. That's about it. That's for sure.
So I'm Christy, and I have been following you guys since the early episodes and absolutely love it. And I started a show rundown for you guys so that anybody who wants to research or look back on old episodes and old topics, they can do that, much like ONA, because, you know, Brad has talked about that before, and I've been a huge fan of ONA since they were on WAAF back in 1996.
Great show.
I'm doing myself a little bit. I was 12, just so you know. So it's ncsrundown.com. And Mandy and I and Mego, who can't be here tonight because she's sick, but she says hello. We're going to be starting a podcast of our own. And
awesome.
I'm going to throw it to Mandy to talk about a little bit about what that's going to be about.
Pretty much, it's just going to be them talking and me drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Talking about donuts and stuff.
Sounds like a podcast I want to listen to.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much consists of our friendship in general.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's pretty cool. I should introduce myself. Hi, I'm Mandy, and I'm not an alcoholic. I'm going right now. A little bit of it about myself. I have beaming red hair. Thank you very much. It's a thing.
Beaming
and
red hair.
I broke my back.
You broke your back?
Recently.
Beaming red hair and broke her back.
You know, I pretty much broke my butt, but back is a nice way to put it. So that's my story.
Your lower back. Lower back.
So your butt has a crack in it?
The butt.
See, what I'm gathering here is that you're a hot redhead and you can't run away, which is going to appeal to our
Perfect.
Audience.
Perfect.
Yes, if you're into hot redheads who cannot run away and require a bedpan, I am your lady.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not commenting.
Can you guys
see dating profile right there?
Can you guys say sister show?
Yeah.
If all redheads out there, if you are listening and you lie and say you are not a fire crotch, I do not believe you. that's like every quote unquote blonde out there who has raging brown roots.
Wicked bad.
Wicked bad. Brown eyebrows.
Terrible.
You are lying. You have fire crotch and
fire crotch.
I mean, I technically have hardwood floors.
I gotta say this, you jumped ahead in my script here. On my outline, I wasn't gonna talk about pube roots for another two bullets.
Keep my legs may not be shaved right now because I can't bend that far.
Mike, put your hand down.
Oh shit!
Oh, that's
oh, you guys are fucking fantastic.
No, I'm glad I introduced myself, and thank you.
That was an excellent introduction.
Awesome. Absolutely, I think you just doubled our listenership right away.
Yeah, fire crotch was just like bang.
Honestly, Fireside with the Fire Crotches. Yeah. That's the name of the show.
Screw this show. I'm just going to freaking call you up and listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah. Screw it. I'm single. My number is 911.
This is fantastic. And Christy, that's you did great. Mention the NTS rundowns. I really do appreciate that, but I hate to break it to the all of our audience is illiterate.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, you did an awesome job. Great
that was
job
awesome.
That.
No, it's great. It helps me during editing.
Yeah. Okay. We're
you guys are breaking up. You're on your iPhone, so I imagine that's why.
No, we're on a fucking piece of shit Android.
Android. Yeah. Today.
Excuse me, I have an iPhone. It does not work well, but I appreciate it.
All right. Well, then,
I just want to ask how much booze did you guys drink since the last time we called you?
An hour ago.
Okay, enough.
It's been an hour. Yeah, it's been an hour. Yeah, it's been 1 hour.
750 milliliter, aka a solid two drinks. Yeah, because we make it. I mean, a handle is about like four drinks for me personally.
Four drinks for me personally.
Once again, I am not a quitter. I would just like to announce that I am not a quitter.
Keep doing it, girl. Keep going. Keep doing it.
That's good. Yeah, you take health advice from Mike.
911.
All right, Christy, before she falls over, you want to tell your story real quick?
Oh, my God. Which one? They're all great.
Well, I got to preface this. The reason we're calling tonight is because I saw Christy on Facebook this week and said, I have a podcast-worthy story, but no podcast to tell it on. And I said, wait a minute.
Yep.
Motherfucker, we do.
Yep.
And so I'm giving you the platform to do just that. So the mic is yours. We're going to step back.
I appreciate it. I'm going to need some help, though. I had a very bizarre conversation with my mom the other night. So my mom wants to move my dad.
And your dad is where?
I'm sorry. Let me interrupt here. Her dad is dead. Yes. 8 years.
Okay.
My mom wants to move my dad.
Okay.
So, you know, she moved down to Georgia recently, and I'm moving down there this summer, as you guys mentioned on previous episodes. And,
yep.
You know, we fell in love with it down there. It's the most gorgeous place to live. If you can get down to Georgia, you won't regret it. And my dad was a great man, you know, much loved by all. And when he passed, you know, everybody knew. He paid me his electric bill for like 3 years. That's
really?
I was not his prostitute. I was his bartender.
God damn.
Clarify that. It kind of sounded weird when she said it. Continue. Fair point.
She's the one with the broken ass, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she paid my broke ass.
There you go.
Thank you. We buried him, but it was rainy that season. You guys might remember. I'm pretty sure Cranston flooded, and there are still children born with slippers from that year. because of the floods of 2010.
Yep.
So they couldn't bury him in April when he died. So we had to wait until the water table went down because he was buried in southeastern Massachusetts. And so they stopped him and left him on the porch.
Right, right, exactly.
Holy shit.
Oh, you guys are fucking...
I fucking love you guys already. This is like the best thing ever.
You know, no, hey, I'm sorry, but no disrespect, but Weekend at Bernie's comes up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Christie's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, this is not the first time we've had to move him. The first time happened after he was buried. He was buried in, like, May, and it was still rainy and crappy. And then the first nice day that we had, I had to go back to the cemetery because we got a call from the cemetery because there was a distraught woman who went to visit her husband. He had died. He was an old Portuguese man, so you'll appreciate that, Craig.
Yeah.
He was an old Portuguese man, and he had died. And his wife went to visit him every week. And one week she went, and she's very upset because there's somebody buried in her spot.
Oh
my God. And you can't negotiate with them.
No way.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh my God.
So she went to the office and she said, "How much longer do you think I have?" She was like 86. She said, "Somebody's buried in my spot." It was my dad. It was my dad.
Wow.
So, oh my God.
That is messed up.
Rather than apply for a permit with the city to exhume him, because that would put the we later found out that the cemetery was in a lot of trouble with the city. They decided to dig a trench and pull his casket down so that they would not have to actually physically lift him out.
Are you freaking serious?
Ah,
that was
a exhumation loophole.
I think I just thought up another T-shirt.
I can't even express
Holy
how
shit.
Pissed off I would be.
Well, Mike, if you think they're lifting you after you're dead, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, yeah, I'm screwed, man.
80 feet on the.
Oh my God! I would. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's 8 years. You know, we're good. So he passed away and 8 years ago, and then we had to move him. And then my mom calls me the other night and she says, "You know, I don't want to be buried up in New England." Okay. She's like, "But I still want to be buried with your dad." And I said, "Well, but we didn't cremate him, so we can't move him." And she said, "I know. So I think we should move him." So she's like, "Find out about that."
Find out. Google it. Google
yeah,
that.
Go on Google and ask how to dig up a person and move them.
Bang, the police were at your door 2 minutes later.
Exactly. So, I contacted a friend of mine who was a former funeral director. And this is where shit got weird because...
Wait, that's where shit got weird?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, this is where shit got weird. Because it's like it wasn't weird to begin with at all. No. At this point, I'm used to it. I sent her a message and I said, "Hey, this may sound weird, but is there anything left after 8 years to cremate?" And she said, "Well, depends on environmental factors, medications he's on." This whole bizarre conversation because he was buried in a steel casket instead of a wood casket, and okay, he was buried with a lot of water in the water table, so what does that mean? And it would be cheaper to exhume and cremate him and pay for the disposal fees of the casket and then move him down. So I brought this all back to my mom and I said, "It's about $5,000 to do this." And she said, "Okay." And I said, "So what do you want to do?" I said, I can, you know, we can figure this out and we can bring him down. And she said, "I don't want him in the house."
Oh my god!
I don't mean to laugh, but holy
I'm
shit!
I'm sorry. That's fucking this, funny. This just,
that was a big
I'm
jump
sorry,
right there.
I'm sorry.
Christy's mom.
I'm sorry.
Only you knew Christy's mom. She's mama to everybody. She's like my mama. She texts me all
holy
the way.
Shit!
No shit.
By accident.
That's cool.
No, because like my real name's Amanda. Shh, don't tell. So she butt dials me.
So she doesn't have a donut.
She broke butt you. She broke butt. Broken butt called you.
She wants him. It's still a thing. She's moving out.
So what are we gonna do here?
I mean, why would he be in the house anyway? I mean,
wait. Can I just interrupt for a second? She doesn't want him in the house, but yet she wants to be buried. She wants to dig him up. Bring him down and be buried next to him, but don't get in my house.
So, no asses in the house.
Right. Well, yeah, when we're talking in the house, we're talking ashes,
yeah,
right?
I hope yeah, we're talking ashes when so. You mean she
you're not
going to
like prop him up in the game room, are you?
Yeah, you're not going to put him in the corner near the fireplace or anything, right?
No, well, because it's funny because my two older dogs are on her mantelpiece.
Oh, no shit.
Because we have them cremated.
So what are you going to put them between them?
Put them in the middle, right? I hope you're going to put them in the middle. That's terrible. No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's fine. At this point, we're 8 years out. It's hilarious. And the conversation I have with her, she's like, oh, I was thinking I'm going to move your dad. So find out about that. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'll have this conversation with my funeral director friend. But then it got weird. And then I go back to her with information. And she said, I don't want him in the house. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
So you rented a storage unit?
Oh, Jesus.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, but not the one with AC, because that's an extra $30.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh. Why are you laughing? This is a serious situation.
You guys are fucked up.
Oh, God.
He's not like a couch. You got to keep him in condition. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
He's
really been in the ground for 8 years. Like, he's fine. He doesn't need the AC.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, if he was burning in the pits of hell, I would say yes, but he was not because he was a good man.
I'm sorry. He's not a couch.
Oh, my God.
You need to keep in good condition.
I just keep thinking of putting a plastic cover over it.
You're gonna scare people now.
And that might get a few extra years out of it.
That has to be the best line ever.
Right? That's fucking funny. Oh, my God.
Hashtag truth.
You know what, guys? I'll be honest with you. I just want to quit podcasting. They're better at this. They're just so much better at this.
I just want to go hang out with them right now, dude. Fuck this show, man. Let's go. Holy
you can
crap.
Only come here if you win Bacardi.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I like how your sentences trail off at the end.
Yeah, Bacardi.
So it's like you can bring Bacardi. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who he paid the electricity bill for, but she won't even
keep him in her house.
Yeah.
She won't even want to keep him in her house.
I mean, he paid my electricity, but yeah, climate control is electricity, man. That's
right. Think about the environment.
Or his mistress. No, really, Scott was a great man, and the fact that we're laughing about digging him up and trenching him through wherever we were and putting him in another grave because some Portuguese lady was like, shit, I'm going to die soon. Like, oh.
You're making it worse.
He's not allowed in the house because his well, I don't know, crypto or his ashes would make too many vacuum trips from her.
Allergies.
Well, I have no doubt.
It's all about allergies.
I'm going to sleep well tonight because I know the fact that he did. And in a while, and he's not there. Because you know what? He haunts other places. He does not haunt his tomb. so it's cool. You can dig them up and drag them wherever and set them on fire. Hell, let's put them in the backyard and have a campfire. Bring the s'mores.
Let's do it.
He was a good, good man.
Needless to say, he was a damn good guy.
I'll be honest with you. I can relate with this guy. I haven't a good haven't had a good night's sleep in ages, and I feel like that's years? What's going on.
Has it been 8 years since you slept?
He'd be like, "Yo, take me out back, shoot me, throw me on a bonfire. Tell me to bring chocolate. Tell me to bring the marshmallows. Tell me to bring the graham crackers. And let's do this."
A fucking Viking funeral at a Boy Scout camp.
Me, you know, dig a hole in the backyard and throw me in. Like, what the fuck are you paying
$700? No shit. I mean, that's right? That's what I say. I would say that all the
I want to be cremated, stuffed into fireworks, and fired out of a cannon. That's
excuse me. Excuse me. Christine and I are in agreement, Viking style. So I would like to be put in a canoe. It doesn't have to be a fancy one, whatever. Preferably wood, no plastic. I want you to
no plastic.
I want you to throw it with flowers and fireworks, and damn it, you push me off a dock, and then you do a whole, oh, she was awesome, because I am.
And then fire a flame and arrow.
You shoot a fucking bow and arrow with fire and blow me the fuck up.
Nice.
And then once my pieces get blown all over the lake, I want beer pong, flip cup, cornhole, I want whatever on the beach, and somebody better be doing a keg stand.
Holy crap. Nice. You know, I never... That's so terrible.
I think it's great. I also want to be buried so in a 1980s college movie.
Oh, <I'm kidding. laughs> This is jokes.
I am a Viking. I'm Viking descent. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Yeah, all those red-headed Vikings going on. All right. Well, ladies, I think we're going to wrap this thing up here because we got to recover. We went from shaved redheads to... dead bodies to
I feel like I've been beat to Viking up. I don't funerals. Know about you boys, but
this was a lot to take like in for a first call.
I feel like I was punching the balls and I loved every minute of it. It was great.
I told you guys, it was going to be some Grim Reaper shit in April. Okay,
yep.
I saw what you did there,
Christy. You did say
well,
that.
Well, we just want to remind our listeners to tune in next week with Needless to Say starring Christy and Mandy.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to have them back on.
Guaranteed. Yeah, yeah. No, they're going to have us on.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
Yep.
All right. Well, ladies, we can't thank you enough. I encourage you to drink heavily, give your keys to the neighbors, and thank you again for doing this. We really appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, I'll talk to you off the air, but thank you very much, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right.
Later, girls.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that was fucking killer. I mean, can we all agree that that
yeah,
was
that
was one of the most amazing phone calls we've ever had on the show? Sorry, Charlie.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Charlie, I'll be honest with you. Not only did we find two new Charlies, but they're local.
Yeah.
And they're
way hotter than you are.
Exactly. Oh, not even close. Not
I mean,
even.
You're a good looking guy and shit.
But, you know, getting back to the point of this episode, one of the things we really wanted to talk about was shit that pisses us off.
Right.
I feel like that was one of the basic tenets of this show when we started it. It was making fun of all the nonsense that really drives us fucking crazy every week.
And then we went and had a bunch of fun.
I know.
Yeah. Way to structure a show, guys.
Yeah. We totally ruined the vibe, but.
All right, so in doing this Google Doc, Craig, you know, I had a litany of bullets, but Craig, you had a bunch of really interesting things you wanted to talk about.
There's a lot of shit that pisses me off. Some of them are more than others.
I mean, this is shit you guys text me about.
Yeah.
All week long.
Aggravated.
I'm like trying to work and ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And I look to the left on my personal computer. I'm on my work computer. And out of the corner of my eye, this little window pops up. Then it's the group chat between the three of us. And it's just links.
Yeah.
And it's usually like, oh, guess what? Corey Feldman got stabbed.
Yeah.
And then Corey Feldman's got AIDS or whatever the headline is.
I hope.
Well, we're,
if you lie about getting stabbed,
then you better have fake AIDS.
You better fucking have fake AIDS.
But this is the kind of stuff that we're driven by. So what's bugging you this week? We'll lead with you. It's your show, after all.
Well, yeah, it is. No. That pisses me off. That pisses me off.
Kind of why I said it.
This is our fucking show. But there's one thing I'm so fucking sick of this. I love Star Wars, Star Trek, all that shit.
Sci-fi.
But you get these people that are like, how could they possibly do that if the Earth's gravity is like this and the planet's gravity is like that and they pull themselves toward it? Wouldn't it crush them? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
people it's like, that take things like, to the extreme.
It's yeah, like, I get that.
Use your imagination a little bit.
All it's right? a fucking movie. Because wouldn't have fucking Bruce Willis just bounced off that window when he fucking hit it swinging from the fucking from the fire hose? You know what I mean?
Well, he shot it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did shoot it. That's right. I'm sorry. All right, so I apologize.
What movie was that, guys?
That would be Die Hard.
Dead Hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dead Hard.
Never seen it. No. But I mean,
I think I did see that one.
Shit like that. There's a billion. I mean, every fucking movie.
Are people actually looking for scientific continuity in a universe where a bunch of teddy bears took down a giant robot?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a bunch of people out there
and
that do that.
But that's the thing is that, and it pisses me off because, I mean, Star Trek. Yes, they tried to be technical, like they tried to be scientifically factual to an extent. Obviously, you know what I mean, and they did. And Star Wars did to a very small extent, where George Lucas figured out a few things like, oh, well, you can't do that with hyperspace and this and that. But he still, did it matter? There's a fucking guy lifting rocks up with his mind. You know what I mean?
There was also a guy who could swim and be Jamaican.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And he actually in one movie made every racial stereotype ever.
Yeah. Exactly.
There was a Jewish shop owner. There was a bunch of Asian international businessmen, intergalactic businessmen. Yep. Okay, he couldn't have touched on more stupid racism.
And who's a me supposed to be, sir?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the difference is Jar Jar had a job.
Yeah. But that shit fucking gets me so. It's like if you're looking, oh, how did he do that? It's a fucking movie. It's fantasy. It's fucking entertainment. That's what it is.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that, dude, is that I know that aggravates the fucking shit out of you.
Oh,
I
mean, it drives me fucking up a fucking wall.
But the way I see it is like, fuck those clowns. Who gives a shit? See, shit like that bothers you so much. You always like that. I mean, it is aggravating, but then you just put those people to the wayside. It's like, yeah,
I can't. I can't do it.
Most of them are fucking young kids, right? Or teenagers.
No.
Say stupid shit. Like,
fuck them. Fuck them if
movie.
They're teenagers. I don't give a fuck if he's eight. Fuck that kid.
I don't care.
Why are you fucking asking that stupid fucking question? It's a movie.
I know.
It's not a NASA launch or fucking trying to fucking get fucking to colonize Mars. It's a fucking movie. Shut the fuck up and watch it.
All right. People well, that's a good segue. Because you want more down-the-earth entertainment? You want more down-the-earth video?
Yeah.
Talk to me about YouTube.
Oh. How could somebody go there and shoot the place up and nobody fucking filmed it? It's so fucking YouTube. Nobody recorded anything?
Not one asshole had their phone out. This is the center of meaningless video.
Yeah,
it's the world. You can't watch somebody getting beaten in a bad neighborhood without 19 people filming this shit and sending it. And, you know, especially if a cop's involved.
Yeah.
Okay, if a cop's involved, everybody's filming it.
And they're on YouTube.
But a fucking shooter who was a fitness enthusiast video person.
Yeah.
Iranian descent.
Goes to shoot up the hub of fucking home videos.
Found her way to Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I don't even think security video was working that day over there.
She did a video manifesto like the day before, yelling at YouTube saying, you don't air my videos. You put an age block. You put a content block on me. And somehow that went from I'm mad at YouTube to I'm going to end YouTube.
Yeah.
And not one person had a video camera or a phone out or nothing.
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 I mean, what the fuck? at least a little fucking, you know, shit. There's been videos from every other fucking disaster.
That's it.
Nothing.
Usually starring the same actors.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. We got nothing from YouTube, the fucking hub of all fucking video.
But they did film, because I love your bullets. Your bullets in this outline are phenomenal. They did film the Flat Earth Rocket guy.
Fuck yes, that. Oh, God.
Okay, we're brought up Flat Earth, so everybody get comfortable.
All right. So, yes, I watched this.
Hold on, guys. I got to get
God a damn, this one. I'm fucking... Oh, fuck. And can you get me one? That motherfucker, right?
What, full vial of heroin?
Yeah.
It's the only way you're going to calm down for this shit. No.
That fucking... The only thing I regretted about that watching that video was that the fucking parachute opened. That was it. But the best part was both of them didn't open, and he still got fucked up.
All right, well, what happened? Actually, for people who aren't following the flat Earth conspiracy.
Oh, God. This fucking guy built a rocket, a steam rocket.
Are you sure it was steam?
Oh, yeah.
It
ran on coal.
I saw the video. I thought it was like some
Oh,
kind
no,
of
no, no.
Rocket.
It was a steam rocket because steam they're so advanced. Yeah. But because
but the Chinese the best, have been launching
he doesn't believe,
in the sky.
He doesn't believe in science. So he used science to make a steam rocket.
To make a point.
To launch himself 900 feet in the air to see if he could see the curve of the Earth.
900 feet, you could see the curve
at 900. No, you can't.
At 3 football fields, I think not.
You
no, can a little bit.
No, you can't. No, you it's cannot. No, it's yeah. It's probably you can only see it at about 30,000 to 40,000 feet.
So he didn't see a curvature, so he still believes that
he's seen fucking nothing. What he saw was the fucking eject button, and he was trying to press it because he's like, this is stupid.
He had his eyes closed the whole time. Shit, bricks is what happened.
Fuck that guy and his dumb ass. And now what he wants to do, his big thing is he wants to build a balloon, right? And take the rocket up on the balloon. And he wants to take the rocket up to about 40 or 50,000 feet and then fire the rocket and go to 59,000 feet. I mean,
he's going
to
launch out of a balloon, like the basket.
Yeah.
He's going to somehow climb this thing and launch out of that.
I'm sure it'll be some kind of like...
He doesn't believe in science.
No. Thing, but. Yeah. And what I'm hoping is I hope they schedule it. And like when he launches out of Nevada, I'm buying a ticket to Nevada and I'm bringing my fucking .22 and I'm going to shoot the balloon. But I'm going to wait till he's about 1,500 feet off the ground.
I think you should wait till he's high enough to see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah. Because
put a couple of holes in his freaking parachute too while you're
but
at
even
it.
that I don't even know if he fully believes in the flat Earth theory. I think he was scamming the whole to get funding to build his $10,000 steam rocket.
Steamer chugga 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 chugga.
It's a fucking
steam rocket.
I, you know, so I hope that's the case. Is he's not that fucking dumb.
Can we just say what we're all thinking?
Don't get me wrong. This guy did launch himself 900 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And fucking, and
I
he's alive.
Launching myself 9 inches off the ground. You know what I
mean? So he's not. I mean, out of something he built in his fucking backyard, that's impressive. But when you paint flat Earth on the side and say, "Oh, I'm doing this to prove the Earth is flat," I wicked want you to die.
Yes. And that's exactly what I was just going
to
say.
I want that to just explode on the tarmac and you'd fucking skin to be singed off with the steam that you were using.
Where did he get launched from? Wasn't it like his backyard or something?
Oh, he got shut down by everybody. No, he got... It was
no, where did
he
launch from?
Some guy owned a ghost town in Nevada. And that was the only place that he could launch from because... The state wouldn't let him do it. Nobody, because they're all like, "You're stupid."
And this one mayor of an empty town is like, "Fuck it."
And I would have let him launch from my backyard if he needed a place to go. I would have been like, "Yep, you can do it right
here." Craig would have tied a chain to the thing.
That would be. I'd be putting weights on there.
Yeah. I'd be like, "You could have done it."
And then my last words, I'd shake his hand and be like, "I hope you die."
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And fucking, a fiery, horrible death too.
Stick a potato in the fucking.
What the fuck? And these fucking, and this still, it doesn't matter because he probably took a fucking quick snapshot at 900 feet, and they're like, see?
No, it's not I don't round. Even think that happened because we would have seen the fucking picture.
No, he was fucking horrified.
He was horrified, dude.
Yeah, shitting his pants and gripping out the deal.
He fucking had problems with the parachute, and he was like, just, oh my God, I don't care what the fuck, if it's round, flat, whatever. I know, yeah. I know, so I'm going to hit it.
Exactly.
Hard.
It's flat enough when you hit it.
Yep.
I hope he shit hardened and it propelled him another 100 feet.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to see flat was him and his stupid fucking steam rocket. You know what I mean?
And then, like, you hear the words just as he hits the ground. You were right.
Yeah. Yep.
Splat. And fuck that guy.
And, but that's my fucking deal with these fucking flat earth people. And you say that I can't stop commenting on stuff. Every time.
No, not stuff, but just things that the normal idiot would fucking comment on.
Every time there is a post online about the
that
moon.
That didn't sound good. That didn't come out good, did it?
Not even a little bit.
No.
You totally didn't notice it, though.
But anytime there's a post about the moon landing or even a fucking photo, a telescope, somebody took a picture of Jupiter and the moons. You know, you go into the comments, there's going to be a flat earther in there. Doesn't
always
exist.
Always.
It's CGI from NASA. Because NASA existed fucking in 400 BC.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I mean? To put up fucking CGI. You know? It's fucking, I want to fucking just take them all. Like, all the flat, I want to hold a convention. And then fucking bring them there. And then find a bunch of Muslims and go, they're drawing pictures of the fucking
Muhammad
Allah in there. You see those motherfuckers?
That's Muhammad. Like, that's Muhammad.
Yeah. I do.
Not for nothing, but there's a bunch of big giant swords
just
right there.
Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. Nah, fuck them. It's not terrible.
Yeah,
fuck them. What's terrible is that they believe the earth is flat.
It's terrible that people fucking think that way.
They're fucking stupid.
Whatever.
And I'm mad. And yeah, all right. I'm gonna hand it off
about
now.
The church, even back then, fucking when that came out, was like, oh my God,
what are you
talking about?
Yeah,
it's like what?
Yeah,
science.
All right,
man.
So you don't want to, you don't like when people go against conventional thinking. This is what I'm getting.
It's not even conventional thinking. It's conventional.
It's
fact.
Common sense. It's common sense.
All right, so then talk to me about Steven Spielberg and how he decided that he wants to change everything that we know from our childhood. And granted, we're not the only people on this planet.
Fuck.
We're not the only ones that matter. But he wants to take Indiana Jones, because Harrison Ford is 91.
Yeah.
Okay? And he farts dust. Indiana Jones, he might decide.
Continue the franchise.
He's doing it.
How about this? Just fucking end it. It's Indiana Jones got old and fucking, and that's all that, that's what happens. All
right, but he doesn't want to do that because there's more money to be made.
Yeah, so he thinks.
So he decided that Indiana Jones is going to be a
woman.
That's right.
Yeah. And the best part was he stated it as Indiana Jones.
Jones.
Because that's how last names work.
No, but that's what the movies, that's what the movie supposedly is going to be called, is Indiana Jones.
It's what
ridiculous.
Indiana Jones. What the fuck? But even still, can you not come
She's
up?
She's a dental hygienist. Yeah. Joan.
It's terrible.
What the fuck?
Why, Steve? Why wouldn't
you why
just
would
like
you
come up
that?
With another idea?
Come up with another idea.
Do something new. Jesus Christ, we just talked about in the last episode about him complaining about fucking Netflix movies getting awards and shit. How about you step out of your fucking box, dust off that 30 years of fucking dust you got on your back, and fucking come up with something.
Yeah, and not only
it's
that.
Just so great.
My thing is, I get the fact is, you know, you get those people that say, hey, there's not enough women heroes in the world, or there's not enough this. Okay,
yeah.
I get that, and I have no problem with female heroes.
Me either.
Right? But make the female hero
a new hero.
Don't fucking
change something.
Well, happened though? They tried doing that with Tomb Raider.
Iron Man.
Twice though. But they tried with Tomb Raider twice and they both failed.
Yeah, but Tomb Raider, it just
sucks. It's based off a video game.
It's based off of Indiana Jones.
No, well,
yeah, well, the video game. All right,
let's be real. You guys, he had a leather jacket and jeans, and she had
shorts
and a fucking whatever, tit shirt. Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah, well, they made it a game, though. See, they did the right thing. They made it a game. They didn't make it a movie first.
Well, but then they made a movie out of a game.
A game with a great storyline.
The game was awesome. The game was great.
But then
the movie came out.
Well, they had three of them now. There was two, and then there was an origin story, and all of them bombed.
They all suck.
Horrendous. So maybe he's trying to capitalize on the people that might have been interested, and, hey, this is how we're going to do Tomb Raider right. Meet Indiana Jones.
I don't think there is a right way. Well,
fuck it. So next week
though.
Is fucking it's Jane done. Bond.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming too. You know that.
You know what
the
I mean?
Next James Bond is probably going to be a woman.
Probably, yeah.
And you know,
what's next? Rifle Woman? No fucking way.
Imagine that. Nobody would watch that one either.
Yeah. But I mean,
but
I get
it. Stop. I mean, come on. All right. But like you said. New stuff.
New.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll watch fucking shit on women, heroines.
I don't care. I love that shit.
I love it too.
You know what
but
I mean?
Come up with something new.
I mean, look what they did with
Why would
Resident
you do
Evil.
That?
Granted, they're not fucking blockbuster movies. They're not fucking great movies.
No, but,
it was a franchise that fucking made a ton of money and continued on.
Great games,
and that was
everything.
A female character.
Yeah, she was great in it too.
And the thing is, if people are thinking that female characters aren't going to do anything or be... It's already been proven. It's done 1,000 times. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Black male leads. If you think that's not going to work, it's been done 1,000 times.
Dude.
Well, then why was Black Panther such a big deal?
I don't know.
We've had black superheroes.
I mean,
Blade was awesome. I have not.
I haven't either.
No, to be honest with you, I haven't seen it. But I've talked to somebody... That would
just not a big like,
no.
fan of
I talked to somebody that would not take that into consideration. You know what I mean? The fact that he was black
and said it
and no, and said it was probably the best fucking Marvel
I hear it's
movie
fucking
out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
But I
and
just I don't want to watch it and be like, well, if this didn't have a cause behind it, would it not be as good of a movie?
Yeah.
You know, like, why do we have to qualify it with he's the first black Marvel superhero? Why can't he just be the best fucking Marvel superhero?
Yeah.
The movie's that fucking good. And based on what I'm hearing, it is.
It stands on its own. You know, from what I hear, from the person, and I trust the person I heard it from, and it's somebody that's like me into comic books and
white people.
Yeah. But wouldn't care. You know what I mean? That doesn't take that into consideration.
Right.
Said to me, it is probably one of the top fucking.
Yeah, I've heard.
Movies.
I've heard it's
action,
fucking fantastic.
I mean, the fighting scenes look freaking great.
Yeah, it looks phenomenal. I mean? And am I upset about that? No.
Well, why would you be? Why would anybody be? But you know, I know we live in a world where they're
unless we're
I'm a huge Stephen King fan.
Stupid hits.
Right? And the Gunslinger and the Dark Tower books are my ultimate favorite. Of all time. Those are my favorite books. Right? And Hollywood released The Dark Tower. And they used Aldris Elba. Is that how you say his name?
I love that actor, dude.
Idris.
Idris Elba.
He's a
as the gun.
Luguiziamo.
Right? Yeah.
Luguiziamo.
But he's a black guy. And when you read the books, they never tell you whether he's black or white.
So what do you picture him as?
But I always pictured, but the way he was described through the whole thing, I always pictured him as a straight up fucking Clint Eastwood. I always pictured him as a straight up Clint Eastwood.
And by that he means 5'3" porting.
Yeah. But when the movie came out, I was like, all right, I don't want to see this because I didn't want it to ruin the books for me. You know what I mean? And then I found out they were doing it. It was a little different take on it, and it was whatever. I'm not going to get into it for nobody who knows what it is. But
I'll tell you what, man.
When I watched it, I was like, you know what? He was fucking awesome.
He's a fucking awesome.
He's a great
actor.
He
was fucking awesome.
I love that fucking
you know?
Guy.
And
any
I didn't
movie
care.
That I see if he's in, even if it's a crappy movie like what was on the other night, and it just happened to be a scene with him in it, so I fucking just kept watching him.
I didn't know he was acting in the 70s. Oh,
Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking great. Great.
Did you see his star comedy turn on Benny Hill?
Yeah. But I mean,
fuck you guys.
He's a great actor.
He is an awesome actor.
And he pulled it off. And for a character who, from me, from 14 years old until you know I read the last book when it came out at fucking 36,
I think I was like 38.
Years ago.
I was thinking I was like 38 when the last book came out.
So now, 12 years ago.
You're talking from fucking 15 to fucking, you know, 38 years old, reading this series of books.
Having still being connected with the character.
And having this picture of the character in my mind, going to see that movie and saying, okay.
Something like that. You know? See, that is awesome.
You know, I'll take that. That was.
It's a great story. I've never read the books. Never, you know. I mean, I've heard the story and everything. No, sounds like a great story, but the way of like reading the books all those years and like having that image in your head, and then
same
like
image.
That, it's actually kind of like part of the story. It's like, my God! And Lord, I didn't. I've never seen it. That's what he looks like.
I wasn't a fan of the whole movie itself from beginning to end, but I was totally a fan of. He's the gunslinger. He's a great actor. Roland. Man. You know what I mean? To me, that was that, and it didn't. I didn't give a fuck if he was white or black. You know what I mean? But if you're gonna fucking make, Indiana Jones, an archaeologist man, into a woman, that's a totally different change. That's a whole totally.
I'd much rather see somebody like him. Being a black Indiana Jones or something like that.
Yeah.
What if they do a handoff?
Many black people in the 40s running around the planet, hopping on planes with no problem.
Yeah, I know. Especially fighting the Nazis.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And 4% of Craig's family was the exception.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what if they did a handoff? I don't want to belabor this, but what if they had Harrison Ford come in and be like, I'm getting too old for this shit?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's something like that. I thought about that.
Well, they tried it with Shia LaBeouf, and I don't think anybody wants to remember him.
That makes me fucking puke. It's like, the handoff thing, it's old. It's not, I mean, it's a waste of fucking
writing. Well, it wasn't bad, because you ever watch the Young Indiana Jones?
Yes, and it sucked then, too.
I did. I thought it was great. I liked it.
God, okay, I agree with Mike. He's absolute pablum garbage.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was crap.
It was fun. It wasn't good. It was fun.
All right. So we nerded it up for a few minutes.
Okay, we did.
I'll go through my list real quick. All right, because I'm also redundant. Things that are pissing me off this week. Reboots. I just found out they're remaking The Office. The Office just ended 3 years ago.
Yes.
Get over it. Okay, not much has changed in that office, except for the fact that they stopped filming the documentary, which was the whole show was built on.
Right.
What's the premise? Are they doing a sequel to the documentary?
Why wouldn't they? Exactly.
Also, the two characters, the love story we cared about the most, moved to Austin, Texas.
Gone.
Okay, Steve Carell, the boss we all loved, gone.
Gone.
Who gives a fuck?
Who the fuck is
Don't
left?
Do it. Don't fucking do it.
Definitely.
Also, Mad About You is coming back, because apparently if you were on TV in the 90s, then you matter again. That's it. You got another show. Mad About You was a pretentious show about
a shoe. You got another shoe. I said.
I know. Keep drinking. Sorry. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
5% alcohol.
I mean, that show was okay.
No, it wasn't. It was about two people who were more self-involved than the Seinfeld crew.
Yep. Yeah.
And they weren't nearly as funny. Apparently, they were actually in the same universe. Like they were neighbors.
They depended a lot on like supporting fucking. Cass and shit.
Not really. Yeah, I mean,
the brother-in-law. Ira. Fucking
Ira. Fuck Ira. You suck. Basically.
Just the fact that you remembered Ira. What was the dog's name?
Ira. I don't know.
Murray. That was Murray.
Yeah, Murray.
All right, but that's all I know about Mad About You. The rest of them can die. I saw Helen Hunt. She's in a movie right now. She plays a lesbian volleyball coach.
And she's perfect. The perfect build for it.
Absolutely perfect for the role.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, when was the last movie she was in? She was attached to a belt.
Tornado.
Going up in a tornado.
Yeah.
That was it.
Helen Cunt.
Boom.
I'm sorry.
Swatter.
Sorry. Twaster. I didn't mean to throw
Boom.
That out
there.
Yeah.
Put that on.
That's worse than moist.
Go twat that. Put that out on Twitter.
Put that on Twitter.
Another thing, parents of fat kids claiming they're victims of poverty. It costs a lot more to eat at McDonald's every day than it does to buy a salad.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, but on that note, people who worship bacon. Yes, it's good. We like it. Bacon is great. Get some purpose, you fucking clowns.
Yeah.
People who purposely say their art/music/writing sucks just to get you to compliment those steaming turds of artistic apathy. Fuck them. Okay, I see it every day.
Agreed.
And on that note, vague bookers, people who go on Facebook and say, I'm so sad, or, oh, today is so stressful. just to get people to say, why? What's wrong?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Okay, validation is a bullshit fucking thing.
Pretty much why I don't go on Facebook anymore.
Well, you don't have the technology to make that happen.
Yeah. That's another reason.
Less technical note, people who point at their wrist while asking for the time. I know where my watch is. Where's yours? Okay, I don't point at my dick when I gotta go to the bathroom. When I don't know where the men's room is, I don't just grab my crotch and have at it. Another thing that needs to end, Manny on social media. I mentioned it earlier, but seriously, fucking get off of Facebook. Yeah,
please, cheers to that one.
We need our first and final toast of the night. Manny, get the fuck off Facebook. You unbelievable hack.
Yeah. God damn.
Another one. Okay, and this one, Mike, look away for a minute. I'm curious how everybody wants to go on social media or just in life and say how great God is. Because their flowers are blooming and their paychecks are clearing. But there's no mention of how good God is when 12 billion children die every year because they're covered in flies and dying from fucking... apparently, it's all part of a master plan.
Easy, yeah, Mariah. Calm down.
Well,
in Christian nations.
What the fuck? Yes. What does that mean, Mike? Look away. What? I'm the only fucking God-fearing person at this table?
Yes.
Yep.
You heard that right.
You heard that right.
Living in fear. I just honestly don't understand how and all like I get it. I'm my turn. Okay, if you are purposely accepting God in your life, you're purposely denying Him. Okay, if you're an adult with some kind of semblance of order in your head, and you're saying I don't believe in this, and then you get shot down by lightning, that's on you.
Yeah,
that's on you. But what about a child who's 8 months old and had no chance to do that?
Yep.
And somehow that's dying for a master plan. But because somebody got into community college by the skin of their teeth, God is good.
Hey, Brad, we're talking about God and Christy in the same fucking episode.
And fire crotches.
Yeah, and fire crotches.
So many fire crotches.
I love it.
And people that believe the earth is flat.
That's right.
Yeah. God made fire crotches.
Let me ask you a question. If you run into a really hot redhead fire crotch chick with hardwood floors,
sweet,
but flat earther, what do you do?
Punch her in her fucking... Hey. Fucking hate those people.
Okay.
Like, yeah, the earth is flat.
All right, let's change tune here. Another thing pissing me off, the Milwaukee Bucks, just because they exist.
Right.
All right. I'm also tired of rappers / R&B people who still insist all these years later that I throw my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care. Okay, at this point, I need to know why I'm doing this.
Right.
I think at 42, I care a little bit.
You care about
I need to know.
When did that become a pastime?
Just right?
I don't know. When you trust fund kid who ends up on the MTV Beach House, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Jersey Shore's back, so I don't know.
Yep.
And then finally, anybody who says TMI, don't go there, or mental health day, all of you, I got a sentence for you. It's called eat a bullet.
Yeah.
Well, you had a pretty long list of things that piss you off.
I have issues.
That's not even fucking scratching the surface.
No, those are the ones that were just show worthy. You're going to hear the rest of them later.
Yo, I had a shitload of them, and I just couldn't write them all down, so I was just picking. I was nitpicking.
You know, I only have a couple to me right now. Fucking politicians.
No, get out of here.
All of them.
Every single one of them.
Left, right, up, down, black, white, all of them.
I voted down this year.
It fucking sucks.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a shit. Man, it's just fucking crap. I don't watch the news anymore. I don't watch any of that crap anymore because it's
bullshit.
I'll hear 5 seconds of it. It's like
bullshit.
Whatever.
You don't watch the news because it's new.
He's like, hey, it's gonna snow tomorrow.
The thing that pisses me off is
this stupid
line of jokes that you have for me being old. Okay, I'm old.
Okay,
all right.
So anyway, another thing that fucking pisses me off is old rock stars that still fucking insist that they're like 20 fucking 5 years old.
Name one.
Fucking what's his name from Aerosmith walking down the
beach? Steven Tyler.
In his little tiny fucking thong.
Looks like a Naugahyde couch wearing a fucking...
Oh, my God. With his blue fucking toenail polish, his toes all fucking bent and fucking...
I heard Caitlyn Jenner modeled his body after Steven Tyler.
I see it. Oh, God.
Dude, he's fucking drooping. He is looking like a lady.
Wicked. He really is. Dude, looks like my Grammy.
Dude looks like my Grammy. That's the best fucking Caitlyn Jenner fucking. Dude looks like my Grammy.
But I mean, even the guys like Mark Slaughter. Have you seen him lately? He looks just like he did back then.
I know. Some of them.
He just looks a little wiser.
Yeah.
But he still looks the same.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of those guys can pull it off, I guess.
No, there are guys that can't.
Like, hello,
do
we
it,
can
but...
do math. We know how old you are, dude.
No, it's one thing. It's one thing to say, hey, we had these hit songs and we're going to play them to our fans and we're going to do it. And yeah, we know it's been a while and we're still here. But it's different to say, I'm coming out like I just released an album yesterday and. You know what I mean? And
you're not getting the same group. Yeah. Well, actually, check that. You are getting
you're
the same group.
Same exact.
You're not getting their daughters.
You're not getting same their, yeah, exactly.
Group. Yeah. And by the way, I should throw this out. Craig mentioned this last week, but Mike F., fuck Foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, please come down here. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad, stop playing head game. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Speaking of head games, let's fucking turn this thing around. Because we've been just bitching all night.
Not only that, I mean, turn it around. We haven't, like... face north once.
No,
today.
No. We've been very negative and fucking.
We are lost in the woods.
Yes.
My friend.
But
my favorite episodes, though.
You know, we're on episode 37 right now.
Shit.
And man. Yeah, 37 episodes.
And over those 37 episodes, we've met some cool people, made some new friends, and I want to thank Christy and Mandy for calling in tonight. That was a lot of fun. Chrissy, hope that situation you got going on there works out okay. But I want to give a special thanks to Chrissy for creating the webpage, ntsrundowns.com.
Yep.
Check it out. It's awesome. And what that website does is breaks down the show into topics with timestamps and everything. It's awesome. She puts a lot of work into it. So thanks, Chrissy. That's awesome. And we got another song tonight from a band that's a friend of the show, Grand Evolution. This is off their album, Tell Me Why. Title of the track is Destroy. Needless to say, we said it.